there, hey, and welcome to this Tuesday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is just another day. Shit, I can't talk. So let's start that again. So I'm not going to erase this and do it again. I'm just going to improvise and do it while I'm doing it. Love me, right? Love the fact that I'm unwilling to fix this over so it can sound legitimate. As I choke with these horrible allergies on this Tuesday, let me get to the hype of the song of the podcast with Born to Be a Star. Today's Tuesday, not just another day, another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. Today is Tuesday, a day for you to recognize that you can do anything your mind gets set to do. Right? You should be looking at your reflection, loving what you're seeing. Even if maybe your freckles are not where you wanted them to be, or your eyebrows don't exactly look the shade you wanted them to be to match your hair. Maybe you're not excited about your hair texture right now. Maybe you're sick of having it straight and you want it curly. Maybe you're sick of having it curly and you want it straight. Maybe you're not even happy with your skin tone, right? And you're ready for a tan like I am, because I feel like I'm lighter than light. And I definitely want a tan because it's time. So I'm considering self-tanning or going to a tanning salon. Whatever the case may be, you should be looking at your reflection and you should be reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next, right? The mirror is an opportunity for you to reflect on your journey. Which leads us to the start of our mantra that we say to ourselves every day. Yes, we can. Yes, I can. You can. They can. We all can. Decide we want to change our mind because we disagree with something that doesn't make sense to us, especially when it comes to politics or just simple things, right? Maybe you don't like the way someone approached you when you were at a restaurant and you didn't like it. So you can decide you didn't like the way you were treated. Yes, you can decide that. Maybe you want to take a painting class because you want to get better at oil paints. So take a painting class so you can get better at oil paints. Maybe you want to do pottery. Maybe you want to travel. Maybe you want to get a new car. Maybe you want to move. Maybe you want to start a relationship. Maybe you want to get a new best friend. Maybe you want to set your best friend up on a date. Maybe your best friend wants to set you up on a date. Maybe you want to change your roommate at college. Maybe you want to change your major at college. Maybe you don't like that job you applied to and you want to do something different. Maybe you thought being a teacher was great, but it's not really adding up to what you thought it would be. So you think you want to venture into something else. Maybe you don't want to work in person and you want to work remote. Yes, you can decide to change any of these things and do these things. You should persevere and accomplish them. Buy a new car. Move. Start having kids. Get married. Tell the girl you love her. Tell the dude you love him. Right? Tell your best friend you setting her ass up on a date and she's gonna go on it. Or tell your best friend you're getting married and she's gonna be your bridesmaid and make her come. Right? The best news my best friend ever told me is that she's getting married. And I'm just so excited for her. I cannot wait to celebrate this big milestone and journey for her. And I cannot wait to be there with her to show her how much I love her. Because she's not just my best friend. She's my sister. And it's my job, my responsibility to be there for her. Just like it's her job and her responsibility to be here for me. And I wouldn't expect anything any other way. So, yes, you can be the difference in the day. You can be the star power and you can do things differently. You can try anything that you want to try and you shouldn't stop. You shouldn't second guess yourself. You should be saying to yourself, yes, I can. And then you should move along forward with doing things and not being scared or fearful or worried or restraining yourself because you don't think you can accomplish something. That shit's not healthy and you shouldn't do it. You know what I do? I chase my dreams in the daylight. You know what I do? I don't stay sour or negative or mad or upset. I do believe that there is a higher power. I believe that Jesus Christ is always working in my favor, even when I don't think he is. And I do know that there is only one way and it is his way. So I follow him because he is my leader. Jesus Christ, the Holy Begotten Father. my king. And as we come into Easter and we celebrate Lent, I'm reminded every day how lucky I am to have health and family and a wonderful man that I am married to. And we have our own pet friend, and I have family members that are having children, and I already have family members that have children, and at some point, one day soon, I'll be pregnant with my own kids, and we're growing up together. And the best feeling that I have had in a long time is knowing that we are living our lives the way we're supposed to be living them, and we're doing it together. There's nothing more refreshing than that. So, yes, you can do all those things and more. Outside of yes, you can, is the idea of never giving up. Persevering through difficulty, persevering through something like an illness or a detriment, a job loss, waiting on unemployment that takes 5 million years to come, or dealing with a shitty boss at a job, or dealing with a bad friend, or dealing with a bad circumstance, or bad news from the doctor, or somebody you love is sick, or the car you thought you were getting got sold, or the house you thought you were buying, you got outbid. Or the housing market you thought you were going to be able to buy something in, you can't afford anything in it. Or any of those things, or more. Really horrible things can happen to you. You can be surrounded by negative, mean people, right? That can make you feel like you don't know how you're going to get out of something. You can really feel like that. Or you can be brave. You can be optimistic, and you can see above the horizon even if there isn't one yet. Sometimes it's important to not let people steal your joy, to find a reason and a purpose and find the perseverance even in the eye of the storm, even when things are at their lowest of lows, even in the dark of the darkness and the nowhere with the no one and the nobody and the nothing. Even in that small space of nothing, in the black darkness, in the depths of hell, in the first layer of that, never give up. Always persevere through the difficulty, and always understand that where there is a will, there is a way. Outside of never giving up, then we say to ourselves, why not today? Because why are we putting our lives on back burners? Why are we pretending like we can control time? Why are we living that way? Is it safe for us to live that way? Is it safe for us to pretend like we can we can put things on the back burner, and we can't have organization, and we can't plan things out, and we can't structure our time correctly? You know what drives me crazy? And I've been dealing with it for months. People that don't understand time. People who do not focus and get things done and plan effectively. I have discovered within the last 7 months during a circumstance out of which my control was, that I hate people that don't organize. I've also discovered that I can't stand people that bitch and complain about everything and don't know how to do things correctly and adapt to life. I don't like it. I cannot stand it. I am an organization freak, right? I organize my clothes for work. I pick out my outfits 3 weeks in advance. And I'm talking the underwear, I'm talking the accessories, the clothes. I have to wear jackets, blazers to work because I work in a professional environment in the financial field. And I have to look very nice in that field, right? I have to dress up. So not only do I organize my closet and my clothes and my work outfits, but I also organize my weeks. What are we eating? Meal prep services. What am I eating for lunch? What are we eating for dinner? Am I making a shake? Like, those things are really important. What errands are we doing? Are we going to parties? Are we going over a family member's house? Who are we going to visit this weekend? Am I going to the hair salon? Am I going to the nail shop? Organizing your time is important. If the dishwasher isn't working, do I need to go on Angie, which used to be Angie's List? Do we need to do these things? Are these things important? I don't know. But if we don't seriously, like, get a planner and use the calendar app in our phone and plan shit out effectively like that, nothing's going to get done. If the dishwasher isn't going to work, are you going to fix it? If there's something wrong with the washing machine in the basement, are you going to fix it? Or are you going to call somebody that might be able to? If you need to paint the wall in the living room, how long are you going to wait to paint that? If you're buying a house and you know you got to fix some of the stuff up, when are you going to fix some of the stuff up, right? If you have to go grocery shopping or buying gifts or getting a card or doing any of these things, when are you going to do them? That's the question. When? How long can you wait? Because if you continue to wait and you continue to push things to the side, I don't know if you're ever going to get to them. And procrastination and indecisiveness is no one's best friend. And I struggled with procrastination for a very long time. And I even still struggle with it now. But I've gotten to the point where I'm just like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to stick with it. And that's it. And I live with it. And that is it. There isn't any other second guessing. There's any other contemplating or deciding over again if I'm going to do something. I do it and I live with it. And that's the end of the story. Like, that's it. I told you earlier that I cannot stand people that cannot plan shit accordingly. And I seriously mean that. It drives me out of my mind. So God willing, I hopefully don't have to be surrounded by anyone else like that. Moving on from the mantra of the podcast to some headlines. Let's get to no media allowed, no media allowed, no media allowed. Because they lie to us. They lie to us anyway. So, let me spit out some media. Looks like there's a bunch of shit going on in Haiti right now. And guess who gave Haiti $436 million? Yeah, you got this right. It was America. Why? I don't know. Why was Blinken or whatever his name, that idiot from the White House in Haiti, trying to make any deals about anything? I'm starting to think that this White House and this entire Biden administration is nothing but a clusterfuck. And I'm sorry to cuss, kids. Sorry, Miss Starr is not, you know, not using profanity again. I'm doing my best during Lent to be, you know, very godly. But I feel like Jesus understands that, like, I clearly have a cussing problem and I'm trying to work on it. So he'll have patience with me. But taking into consideration what I just said, right? And thank you for doing that. Why are we trying to help Haiti? Why do we keep getting involved in these shitty countries around the world that don't have anything to do with us? And where do you think these illegal people are going to go? To the border of the United States of America and come into this country illegal, just like the Mexicans. Why are we pretending that these people aren't who they are? And it's really fucking annoying and angering and mad, and it just pisses me the fuck off that they continue to do it. And I'm over it. It's just insane, right? Why are we talking about Haiti? I'm tired of talking about all these countries and all their problems because nobody wants to talk about America. And I know other people will say that Americans are spoon-fed babies and they have first world problems. But I'm going to be this person. The first world problems are problems for the first world. So you might want to be a person that doesn't want to recognize what I'm saying, and you want to pretend like you're not living in this too, but I'm going to say it. I'm not going to apologize, and I'm not going to look for anyone to bat an eye for what I'm saying.
they're trying to censor the truth in the United States of America like they do around the most of the world already. They're trying to imprison Donald Trump and anyone trying to help them. They are trying to criminalize the idea of freedom of speech and freedom entirely, telling us that they're taking our rights away by telling us they're going to limit our use of guns and weapons, even though that's one of the rights we have in the Constitution of the United States of America. How much shit are we supposed to sit here and consume and listen to? It's just insane. Jesse Waters is on right now, and he is talking to a radical feminist sex worker who thinks that men are the problem. She's clearly demented and insane, and I don't know what's going to help her except for Jesus Christ and medication. But let's pray for her, okay? This is another example of another person being indoctrinated and lied to. Outside of that, what else is going on in the world right now? Let us talk about it. Joe Biden's economy makes no sense. It's simply an excuse to attack Republicans. Clearly, Joe Biden is running on attacking Donald Trump, pretending like he's not in charge of the Department of Justice and these George Soros DEI hires that are clearly incompetent and don't understand what day of the week it is. In Missouri, a 15-year-old should be tried as an adult for what she did to another kid, and it's horrible to see that. Eric Swalwell tries to impeach Trump at her hearing, gets frustrated when her won't help. How are we going to impeach Trump but not Joe Biden and claim that we can't impeach Joe Biden because you don't think he'll get a fair trial because of his age? How's that possible? I have been saying for months, if not years, that their attack on Donald Trump is one-sided and insane. Boeing whistleblower who warned of aircraft safety problems was found dead. Clearly, they killed him. Duh. You know how these people are. They'll take out anyone that's not on their side. That's how these people work. Are they ever going to find who killed him? Probably not. They probably made it look like he had a heart attack or like a brain aneurysm or something. They like gave him some sort of a drug. He's probably not the last one to go. Whoopi snaps at Trump, says if he touches entitlements, we could put you in jail. Whoopi Goldberg is such a moron. Even Mendez. Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling leave Hollywood because they don't want their kids around celebrity kids. No surprise, those kids are demented and sick. Patton Orwat says that the quiet part out loud, people see the news business, not the news. Duh. Ken Buck retiring early, further shrinking GOP House majority. Of course he would, because he's a dick. What a pain in the ass. Mike Pence urges China's TikTok takes swipe at Republicans who've flipped on the issue. Accusations fly over clashes with shift on Biden docs report. No surprise. Why are we acting like people that are guilty are not guilty? It's insane that we're acting like us being silenced here in America is normal. It's insane that people aren't mad like they were during Black Lives Matter, protesting for, I don't know, Lake and Riley, an innocent young woman taken before her time for no goddamn reason whatsoever. Or all the others, the young man that was in the army that got thrown into a train and murdered
in front of his mom and dad in New York. And the millions, if not more, others that have been brutally terrorized, affected, hurt, and a bunch of other things too. This is insane. We've got a problem. And Elon Musk giving Twitter back to those who rightfully deserve it is nice and all. But what about others that are denying reality? The birth certificate on your driver's license should be man or woman. Like, I don't even know why Arkansas has to change that. Why is the guy that was held guilty and given life in prison saying he wants to file a mistrial or he wants his trial to be heard again? These people are killing people and they want to pretend like they didn't do it. How's that okay? I don't think anybody watched the latest award ceremony, and I talked about it the other day, and I don't really have anything to say about it. I guess John Cena was naked on it, and that's entertaining, but he'll probably do anything for Showtime. And I like John Cena. I talk about him in my mantra, but I don't like Hollywood. I don't like Hollyweird, and I don't have anything to really say about it. So there's that. Her is pretending like his tell on Biden was fair, which is bullshit. And I don't want to hear about her anymore or any of these other idiots. I'm getting really tired of it, actually. It's becoming really irritating to me. Creepers. Can't justify insanity. Why are we pretending that men are women and women are men? Why are we okaying pornography and inappropriate things? That's pedophilia. Why are we okaying like drug addicts, sex addicts, and people that have clear mental problems and pretending like they don't have that? Why are we pretending like mental institutions do not need to be open for them to be there with clinical treatment? Attacking a child and raping them and doing all these things isn't the answer. And it shouldn't be. Why, in God's name, have we gotten to this point in the United States of America where a young woman gets murdered in the fucking daylight? And it doesn't matter. What about those murders at that Christian school? And it didn't matter. But the moment a Muslim person or someone from Pakistan wants to talk about their religion and their feelings, it matters more. I've told you multiple times about how they treat Christians, specifically Catholics. These motherfucking people from the FBI show up at parishes and they must be really bored because I go to a parish every Sunday and I'm heavily involved in every event at the parish. And there's really nothing going on. We're celebrating loving Jesus Christ together and the Holy Father. We're in communion together as a church family. So you're telling me that hatred of Christianity is more important than acting like her life didn't matter. It's just so scary that creepers can't justify insanity, but no one wants to act like they belong in jail. Rapists and a bunch of other shit too. Like Jeffrey Epstein wasn't a creep attacking young girls, raping them. And guess who was on that list? Bill Clinton and a bunch of others too. And they want to pretend like they're not the nasty freaks that they really are. And we shouldn't give them anywhere to hide. We shouldn't.
Why hate the player instead of the game?
Now, you can't get mad that Democrats are full of shit and they lie and they pretend and they make up things and they distort reality and they are far left and they're lunatics and they're not doing anything. And these people showed up to that dumb event last week and they wanted to take pictures with a man who is burying the United States of America in a black coffin, right? They want to pretend like the policies that he's okayed and everything that he's done while he's been in office in 3 years are great. They wanted to sit there for 2 days while he misnamed a victim from an illegal, right? And then he wanted to go on MSNBC with that dumb motherfucker and act like that's not what they're called. They're not illegals. They're the people that created this country. So today is Tuesday. And I'm going to say something right now. Motherfucker. Those people did not build the United States of America. Americans did. You might be so old that you don't understand American history, but let me break it down for you, motherfucker. And by motherfucker, I'm talking about Joe Biden. No illegal alien from Venezuela coming into America helped build anything American. How dumb are you? And for the Democratic followers, the liberals, and the people that don't have any goddamn common sense, even those listening to this that might not like politics as much as I do, understand that that girl could have been you or your sister or your wife or your cousin or your niece or your aunt, the girl next door. Your best friend could have died that day. Understand that women are targets. Men with mental problems want to attack us. They watch how you shop. They watch where you're going. They want to attack you and hurt you. We are targets. We have always been targets, and we always will be targets. And it's sad. It's frustrating. And it's almost as if you cannot live your life. But you have to understand that somebody is always willing to take something from you. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. And play the game back on them. You know what I heard on Dan Bongino earlier? Clips and conversation. So what we should do is play the clip of Joe Biden misnaming the dead victim in Georgia. And we should play the clip of him apologizing on MSDNC for calling the person illegal. Except they are illegal. But he pretended like they weren't. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As a federal judge or perhaps to another position in the Department of Justice. Isn't that correct?
Congressman, I have no such aspirations, I can assure you.
You chose a general pejorative reference to the president. You understood when you made that decision, didn't you,
Mr. Honestly, that you would ignite a political... We can't hate the game. And I mean, I don't like Democrats. I don't like any of the policies. I don't like any of what they're doing, terrorizing people and acting like they're victims. Over and over and over again, repeatedly, the pathetic attempt to act like DEI is helping anybody, and they're failed United States of America. They are failing us, the people of this country, and so then they are failing the world. The United States is at the top of the totem pole, and everything else coincides with that, right? And I know Russia and China and a bunch of other countries are getting together and they hate America, and that's great. But what I just said a moment ago is still true, even in all of that. They're willing to sell us out for money because they don't have limits and they don't fucking care. Her is full of shit. Pretending like Joe Biden gets off on this is full of shit. Americans need to remember their power in November and they need to vote for Donald Trump.
That's the end of the conversation, and that's it. No. The politicians work for us, yet they continue to show up to town meetings, town halls, Washington, the capital of the nation, and they continue to do nothing for the people. They continue to coincide on giving more money to Ukraine, more ways to defang the United States of America from any sort of power, and they continue to put us in more fucking debt. And you know who's going to pay for the debt? Your kids. You know who's going to pay for the debt? You. You thought that, you know, you were going to get a pay raise. It's really not going to matter with all this goddamn inflation, is it? No, it isn't. Understand what's happening. They sold us all out for money. If you're listening to Clinton News Network or MSDNC or any of these left stations that I just said, if you're not looking at Fox News and you're not looking at Newsmax and you're not looking for your own information, doing your own research yourself every day, then you don't know what's happening in the world and you're definitely blind. I listen to a lot of things every day to get the news and understand what's happening. Sometimes I don't have time, so sometimes I have to spend the weekend doing a lot of research, which takes hours. When I set up my podcast and I plan out what I'm going to talk about in regards to Nobody Allowed, I take a lot of time deciding how I'm going to speak about things based off what day of the week it is and what's happening. Currently, right now, it's a Super Tuesday, and we're going to find out that Donald Trump is going to run the GOP nominee for the president of the United States of America. Joe Biden has done everything he could to stop Trump from being able to do anything, except it hasn't worked. Who is going to vote for us? We are. When I say who is going to vote, I legitimately mean who is going to vote. And that's a great question, isn't it? Who is going to vote? Is it you? Is it me? Is it all of us? You have to understand the importance of voting, and you need to go do it. Moving on from politics, which I could talk about forever. It's good to see Jim Jordan on tonight talking about her collecting comic books is something that I love to do. I love reading them. I love touching them. I like looking at them. I like going online and going into the comic book collectors. I also have access to DC Comics. And I have access to the larger bin of comics there too. So between reading the comics in hand and having access to DC Comics, which is online and you can download as many as you want and have access to that on a month-to-month basis, I love reading comic books. I like the artwork. I like the storylines. I'm definitely a DC fan over Marvel, but I like Marvel too. I like having access to it. I really got into comic books about like 5 years ago. As a surprise for my husband, I got him a comic book collection of all of the Batmans from the original Batman show, and he seemed to like it, and he passed it on to me, and I started reading it, and I determined how much I loved comic books. As a kid, I would collect them too. Maybe not so much DC, but there was a bunch of comic books when I was younger, and I spent time trying to find certain ones, and as an adult, I've determined that I love them even more. Outside of reading books, I love reading. I love learning. And I feel like comic books is like a break from reality. And it gives you a way to read a story with colorful adaptations to it. And it's very entertaining and it's very fun. And I really enjoy it. And I'm excited to see what comes out this week and next week. And I'm ready for whatever's next with comics. And I love them. Marvel or DC, like I just said, DC, but Marvel's not that bad, but I definitely like the storylines better in Detective Comics. I just think they're more drawn out and they have more deeper meaning to them, because I feel like they could have done a lot more with Spider-Man and stuff with Marvel, and they just didn't get it done for me, and it just left me feeling like, okay, it's okay, but like, what are they going to do next? What book should we read next? I kind of want to read a horror thriller, but I got to see what that book is for my book club online, so I'll let you know. Looking forward to spring because I'm tired of cold weather and wearing a fleece. and still wearing long sleeves. Today I wore a dress to work and I was okay. You know, I thought it was going to be really cold all day, but it was kind of okay. I didn't wear stockings with it. I think they stopped requiring us to wear stockings once spring started. And honestly, it was fine. Looking forward to turning the heat off in the car, not having to wear pants all the time, putting the boots away in the closet where they belong and they could stay in there. And I'm looking forward to being able to do things. I'm considering getting a tan, but I don't know. I'm tired of my skin being so light and pale. It's really driving me insane. So I'm definitely looking forward to the spring so I can hopefully get some sort of a tan. Let's go. Quality over quantity. So as you know, I'm a thrifter and I love nice things. And I've totally gotten into this, what the fuck's it called? Poshmark. And I've discovered that it's better to have quality over quantity. You want to have nice things, right? You want to have expensive, nice things, and you don't need a lot of them. You want to have items that you can mix and match with everything, and it's good quality. That's what you want. You want to have access to things that are amazing. You want to do things that are important. And when you have access to these things, and when you have a little bit of good things, you have a lot of bit of great things. You shouldn't want to have access to like many things and they don't have any quality. It's important that we understand quality over quantity. Having a lot of shit doesn't make the shit smell less bad. You want to have a lot of good. So when you are in the thrift stores, when you are in Savers, if you are looking online and you're shopping at Macy's or wherever you're shopping, if you're a Nordy, whatever you're doing, you need to go like line by line and figure out what your best deal is. What can you add to your closet that you don't have that'll make your closet even better? Take your time doing it. Don't rush and don't waste a lot of money. You're buying quantity if you're overspending. You need to be looking for quality, things that are going to last a long time, things that are a certain color that the color won't fade when you wash it. You need to be doing these things. And honestly, I think you'll definitely like that. Upgrading your today, meaning it is okay for you to take the time to upgrade your today, your tomorrow, your seconds, your minutes, your hour. By maybe being positive, by maybe looking at the good things that happened. It's very easy for us to get consumed in negativity and bad things, bad people, bad experiences. And I can definitely tell you I'm a person that's had my share of bad experiences and bad things. But I try my best not to let that stop me from being the sun, not to let that stop me from using my star power and radiating my star power. Because people need to see hope and happiness. People need to recognize what a star is. I am a reflection of the words that I say. So I can't just say it here and not do it out there. I'm not just saying things on a podcast and I'm not actually living it. The things that I'm saying to you are part of my everyday. I literally do have a mantra where I wake up every day and I say to myself, God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Yes, I can have a good day at work. Yes, I can have a good day after work. I'm going to focus on all these things happening. And then I do it. No, God, I'm not going to give up on myself. I was trying to remember some code for work, and it was difficult with me entering in the code and trying to get through it. And I was able to get through it and open the stuff up that I needed to at work. And at first, I almost gave up and I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But I did a quick prayer to Jesus Christ in my head and I said, dear God, please let me get through this in your heavenly name. And after I said that, it opened up. So, maybe you don't believe in God. Maybe you're atheist. Maybe you're Muslim. Maybe you believe in something differently than I do and you're not Catholic. Whatever it is that you believe in, I'm not going to change what I believe in. You're entitled to believe in whatever you want. But I think you should trust that there is something that lives within you that gives you the ability to upgrade your day. Yes. Be the person that upgrades something that's not going good and makes it better. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, let's get into watching things. I really think that if you're looking for great content for your kids, you should check out Daily Wire. They have something called Binky that's really great when it comes to cartoons and kids safe and kids special. Having a membership to Daily Wire gives you a membership to content that's based off reality and free speech and opinions, more on the Republican conservative Christian side. But it's definitely a great way to stay connected to things that are important. I don't know if you're a person like me and you value Christianity and you love our Lord Jesus Christ and you love what you believe in, then I definitely think Daily Wire is for you. As you know, Ben Shapiro is a Orthodox Jew, and so that means he heavily believes in his Christianity. And there's a bunch of others on there that are also Christian as well. Candace Owens' husband is, I think, Roman Catholic, and she says she's been following him to his guidelines. She's also a mom of three, and she's very entertaining. And Matt Walsh is a dad of, I think, six. He's seems to be a Christian man, too. Michael Knowles is Catholic. I really enjoy listening to him. He's a dad of about to be, I think, three as well. Very good. Very good voices, very good messaging, and it's all correlated together, which is what I like about all the people that are on there. And, like, if you want to watch something safe with your kids and you're concerned about YouTube and all the things that are there, this is definitely an alternative to that. So give it a try and see if you like it. I would recommend that you do the membership for a year, which is like $150 or something like that, so you have access to everything. Or you can pay for it monthly. I think monthly is $11.99. Decide if you like it. Why you need streamers? So you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want. The problem with having access to just TV is that you're limited to whatever's just there. You need to have access to everything so you can determine what you want to watch and how you want to watch it. If you don't have access to everything, then you won't have access to what's happening with WWE, where they're signing this contract with Netflix. And so you'll be wiped out of that because it won't be on television anymore. And I'm really looking forward to Netflix taking in WWE, and I'm really excited about whatever's going forward with that. I think it's more exciting when it's not on TV. First of all, I hate commercials, and so I pay more to not watch them on Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and basically all of them, and Shudder, skipping commercials because I don't like them. No thank you. And another thing, the content is even better when it comes to streamers, more so than network TV, because network TV is like kind of woke in some ways, and just some of the storylines are really crappy, and the way some of the shows end just pissed me off. I told you how many times I found all these WB shows that I liked, and then the way they ended them. Like, granted, I think Vampire Diaries was great, and Originals was a great ending too. But some of the shows that they have on there, like, why are they ending them like that? They're stupid. And I just had to stop watching some of them. I don't know. Damsel, that's on Netflix, looks kind of good. Young Royals, I watched the preview to it. And you know I like my teen boppy shows, so that's going on my list. Furries, I watched the preview to that too. Going to watch it. And Blood and Water, it looks like it's a private school show. Sort of like that show with the girl from the Addams Family. I'm really interested in watching this. I watched two previews from it, so I'm definitely going to look at it, and we'll see what happens.
Undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
It's important that you pick out whatever mini shows you want and you get to watch them. I'm excited about Blood and Water because it looks like something that I would like read. It sort of reminds me of like Harry Potter meets Lord of the Rings meets Addams Family, and it's sort of mysterious, and I'm kind of interested to see what it's about. We'll see. Is It Cake is returning for another season. I love that show. Sometimes I'm good at guessing it and sometimes I'm not. But it's fun because they're cooking the item that they found. And I find that very entertaining. And these cake decorators have a lot of talent. The Baker, that looks okay. That's on Hulu. I found that. We have always lived in this castle. I think that's horror. And I'm looking for something scary. So hopefully this gets it done. Moving on from watching things, currently watching Sean Hannity on Fox right now. I kind of try to watch him every night if I'm not watching something. He's talking about Ray admitting the problem with illegals in the United States of America, which we all know. It's likely that something bad's going to happen in the United States of America with all these illegal people here. Bad things happen all around the world. But I love the country that I live in. And I've already told you that when I'm older, I want to move to Italy and live there. And I do. I really do. But for the meantime, I have to live here first before we get to that stage in our life with retirement. And taking into consideration that I'm nowhere near that right now. So I get to live my life and prepare for that stage of moving and getting on a plane and moving everything entirely to Italy. I want to respect the country that I live in now. I don't like the idea that these illegal people get to come into our country and take advantage of everything that we have here. And the reason I'm talking about this on Star Watch Talk is because this is news. And this is real news. It's not fake news. I'm watching the news and I can see all these people standing, walking through the Mexico like sticks in the water to get over here, and I'm watching nothing happen to them. And how mad is that? Yes, I can watch Netflix. Yes, I can watch those shows I told you about. Yes, I can do all these things. And I can watch Fox News and I can watch Newsmax too and Daily Wire and a lot of other things with it. So I can know what's happening. About to watch something good though in a minute. Outside of the stupid news is pissing me off. But outside of that, let's get the food. Do you think that we have always lived in a castle sounds scary? I looked at the preview on it and it kind of made me think, why? You know, I can't remember the name of this horror movie. There was this horror movie that took place in like England where these people were living in this house and they were like hiding from someone. And the whole movie is them hiding from someone. Just for you at the end of the movie to recognize that they've been dead for like 20 years and they didn't know they were dead. It was crazy. I hope that's what this movie's about. I'm very interested to find out. Moving on from that, let's get into eating things. There's no quick way to health. And I know we all want to think there is. Unless you're going to get liposuction or you're going to do one of these clinics that suck all the fat out in a regimented area. And unless you're going to get any of these surgeries, which you could get, you're going to have to bust your ass to get it off. If you don't work out, you will regret it. If you have the ability to go to the gym, build a regimen, go 3 or 4 times a week and be healthy and eat healthy, then why aren't we doing that? Healthy doesn't mean miserable. Just because you're healthy and you eat vegetables and you eat chicken and you don't eat a lot of sauces and you drink more water than anything else and you're doing all these healthy things, just because you're doing that doesn't mean you're unhappy. That probably means you're happier because you're eating things that are lighter and better for your body. Cucumber salad goes well with olive oil and pepper flakes. Try it. I don't know about avocados. I had avocados like recently and I felt like, I don't know about this. Maybe I need to give them another try. Maybe it was the way they cut them. Maybe they had been out for a while. I kind of feel like when I'm trying to like cut up an avocado myself, I get irritated with the actual avocados, and I have an avocado like peeler, but like the whole like process of the avocado, I find annoying. Finally, air fryer corned beef. So basically you take the corned beef and instead of putting it into the oven and completing the cooking, you put it into the air fryer and let it cook that way. I definitely think that's a great way for us to celebrate St. Patty's Day, and I'm looking forward to trying that out during the month of March. Anyways, That is the end of the Tuesday pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And don't forget that I see your light in the darkness. The darkness is heavy on us, right behind you, looking for a way to trip you up and convince you that you can't be the light. And you got to do what you're supposed to do. Radiate your light even brighter and tell the darkness, you can't catch me. I'm unstoppable. That is a star. And you are a star. And I'll see you same place, same time, like I always do tomorrow. May your light radiate around the world. Together, you, me, us, they, them, us. We are not only going to change this world, but we're going to change this universe, this galaxy, and the galaxies among the galaxies. Because we are the beginning, the middle, the end, the start, and the ever, never ending sun. They created us. And then we created ourselves, and then we disappeared and we reappeared again. That is the light. We are the light. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.